In just 10 years, the Astoria Music Festival has become a summer destination for classical music fans. This year's festival gets underway tomorrow night. Robert McBride spoke with their artistic director, Keith Clark.
One word that always comes to mind for me when I think about the Astoria Music Festival is ambitious. Big ideas, grand results, in a not very big city, and this has been happening for 10 years now. Congratulations, Maestro.
Thank you very much.
Has your vision come to fruition? Is it now as you imagined it would be back when you started?
Not in the least. We started it in 2003 as a way of getting some very talented young people together, and we produced the Marriage of Figaro as a sort of a week's workshop that started with this one production, and now this year we have 27 performances over 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Four operas and...
Wow.
And this season at the Astoria Music Festival, you're really doing opera in a big way. You're noting the 200th birthdays of Wagner and Verdi. And we'll talk about Verdi next week. Tonight, it's Wagner, it's Die Walküre from... The Ring Cycle. Okay, so you thought, hey, wow, 200th birthdays, I can do both. I know you've done a lot of Verdi. How did you choose this particular Wagner?
I've done The Ring a number of times, and Walküre is this particular first act, and we are only doing the first act,
right,
is of the proportion that would be reasonable, realistic for us to
better
do.
Than 4 hours to do the whole opera.
It requires three singers, three magnificent singers.
True.
And we are using a orchestral reduction that reduces the orchestra down to about the size of a Brahms symphony.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing that because I haven't, and I love Wagner's music so much. And, it, you know, it's a funny thing about Die Walküre. It's really about Brunhilde, the leader of the Valkyries, and yet she does not appear at all in this first act. So, like, Das Rheingold is a huge prelude to the Ring Cycle. The first act of Die Walküre is kind of a prelude to the whole opera. It takes Wagner a long time to get his points across, but he sure does it beautifully along the way.
And beautiful is the word. You asked why this. For me, this particular act is some of the most beautiful music in all of music. And it in a way is an extension of what we did last year. Last year we did Bellini's Norma. Some of your listeners may find it curious to find Bellini and Wagner in the same sentence. But Wagner adored Norma, wrote an essay about singing and about Italian music, in which he pointed out that this is the exemplar of opera. That's beautiful singing. These were the kind of voices that he always had in mind for his operas. Bellini, Donizetti, bel canto singing. And you mentioned Rheingold, the prologue to the Ring. In that world, we encounter all of the superhuman sorts of characters, everything from dwarfs to giants to gods of thunder to gods of marriage and all other gods. But in First Act Walküre, we're on Earth with human beings, only there's three mortals. Well, I guess they're half gods because they were engendered, Siegmund and Sieglinde engendered by Wotan, but they don't know that. And we don't really know that, although the orchestra often tells us that that every time they speak of their father, you hear the Wotan leitmotif in the orchestra. By and large, this act is some of the most personal music that's ever been composed, and the interaction of humans and the illumination of personalities is, and through music, is, oh, like Mozart, who was so brilliant at being able to illuminate personalities in his operas. So for me, this is why it's my favorite part of the whole Ring cycle, is this human element and the bel canto approach to singing, which we are trying to exploit, mm-hmm. and be very communicative with these 700 people that will be there, with these wonderful singers.
I'm Robert McBride. This is Northwest Previews on All Classical Portland, and I'm talking with conductor Keith Clark, the artistic director of the Astoria Music Festival, which gets underway tomorrow night with a kind of prelude event, and then a full weekend of concerts, and then midweek events as well. And then next Thursday night at Northwest Previews, we'll tell you more about future plans at Astoria this summer, including Verdi's Otello. Okay, so we talked about Wagner. We talked about the big work coming up this weekend. What else are you looking forward to?
Well, on that same concert, we're playing the Siegfried Idyll, or Siegfried Idyll, which, in addition to being one of the great works for small orchestra and the most beautiful and expressive music ever composed, it was also perhaps the only nice thing that Wagner did his entire life. He wasn't someone known for his humanism,
yeah.
or his honesty,
yeah.
or his adherence to marital vows. But on that Christmas morning, when his wife Cosima was upstairs asleep with her child, their baby Siegfried, Wagner snuck 13 musicians into the living room downstairs and played this beautiful short piece, 20-minute piece, with themes from various parts of The Ring, which he was composing at the time, with many of the references to the Siegfried leitmotifs, and a little bird song that had attracted this little child. And it must have been just a wonderful and magical moment off in Switzerland.
You know, one thing I really enjoy about talking with you, Maestro Keith Clark, is that you know so much about what you're talking about, the history behind the music and the inner workings of the music and everything you do. And you're able to express all of that in words better than some musicians can, and that makes you a great guy to have on the radio. Thank you.
Well, it's great fun to be here.
Keith Clark, our guest on Northwest Previews tonight, and he'll be back next week, and we'll talk more about the Astoria Music Festival in beautiful Astoria, Oregon. Thanks, Maestro.
Thank you for having me.
For Northwest Previews, I'm Robert McBride.
You'll find a full schedule of this year's Astoria Festival concerts on the events calendar at allclassical.org.